This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with your questions for our friends from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can also learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And again, joining us in studio this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing really well. How are you, Sean?
Really good. Really good. Malia, how have you been?
Great. Happy New Year once again. We're still in January.
We are still in January. And we're going to talk a little bit about, we're almost into February, but we're going to talk a little bit about making some moves, some financial moves this time of year, of course, with the new year and, of course, sticking to maybe some goals and some other things we set up with the new year. We'll get to this week's conversation in just a moment. Mentioned earlier, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and of course, online, klossfinancial.com. One of the really cool things that we do here on Money in Motion with Kloss Financial is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and everyone at Kloss gets great prizes. This week, a $25 gift card to Monk's Bar and Grill. How it works, if you listen closely to today's program, typically we'll get a question and an answer that come up during the show, and all you got to do is at the end of the show, be the first caller to Kloss's office here in Madison to win that $25 gift card. Of course, you got to have the right answer. We'll tell you more about the details on winning that in just a moment. In the meantime, though, just a little pro tip. Listen closer to the show. Typically, both the question and answer come up during our conversation. And before we get talking about this week's topic, which, of course, involves some financial moves and, of course, early in the year and keeping your eye on that goal and the retirement planning, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's conversation and get the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as well as the answer from last week.
Yes, we had a great conversation last week about how much you can put away into a Roth 401k, and some of our listeners were listening very closely. The question was, what is the maximum contribution you can make into a Roth 401k in 2020 if you're over 50 years old? So you got to listen to the details. We multiple choice, was it $19,500 or $26,000? Luann of Sun Prairie, congratulations. You were a winner last week. You listened carefully and you called in quicker than everyone else with the right answers. So thanks for listening, everyone, and try again today.
Really good stuff, as always. And as Malia mentioned, we'll do another one this week as well, and a chance to win a $25 gift card to Monk's Bar and Grill. So we're already, man, already at the end of January. We are almost a month into the new year, but I'm thinking it's probably not too late to start making some adjustments to our financial planning for the new year. And of course, hoping that our New Year's resolutions have not completely gone out the door. Now, I will say, this may surprise you, I have been to the gym a couple of times, and I've noticed a pretty significant drop-off already. People, stick with it.
It is true. You know, we like to, I think as human beings, take advantage of markers in our life like this to try to change behaviors. And I'm a big fan of it. And yet, you know, we encourage everybody, whether it be beginning of the year, the end of the year, or any time throughout the year, try to hit the pause button every once in a while, not only for your physical and mental health, because we just have so much information coming at us nowadays. But on top of that, for your financial health, to hit the pause button occasionally, maybe once a quarter, and just assess, am I doing what I want to be doing? And we've said this on the show before, but are my financial desires driving my financial life, or are my financial goals driving my financial life? So very commonly, if you really want to know the status of most Americans, it is the former, their desires. They just walk around and whatever they want and see and food they want to buy, it's the credit card mentality. My desires drive my financial goals instead of my financial goals driving those desires. So try to hit the pause button and take a look at it. But today, we're going to take a look at, since it is still in January, in the beginning of the year, we're going to take a look at the top five financial moves that you can make to enhance your financial future. So I'll go through a couple, Malia will go through a couple, and then I'll finish up at the end. So financial move number one would be to pay down debt. There is no powerful financial goal, no more powerful financial goal than this one, because it has certainty attached to it. A lot of the other goals, like investing for the future and saving for your kids' college and all of these other goals that are really great ones, don't have certainty tied to them. Whereas when you pay down debt, it is a guaranteed positive return, right? Because last time I checked, there is no debtor that will not collect interest on that, besides maybe your mom and dad, and they collect other interest in the form of guilt. So Sean's laughing over there. So again, assess your overall debt. While the market is uncertain, again, paying off debt is certain. How expensive is the debt that you have? What's the interest rate that you're currently paying on that? What are the types of debt that you have, from mortgages to student loans to credit cards? Should you be looking at refinances or consolidating those debts into a single one? So financial move number one: assess your overall debt and try to focus on getting that paid down rapidly. Financial move number two would be review and possibly increase your emergency reserve in your savings account at your bank. So what we're talking about here is not money that's in your 401k. It's not money that's available on a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. We hear this all the time. I'm good. I've got no money in savings, but I got a HELOC. My banker told me I should just have a HELOC. And that is what's known as a line of credit out on the equity that you paid off, which sounds really great. Oh, great. I don't have to keep money in savings. The problem is it's usually a variable floating interest rate, and it's not your money. You're still borrowing money from somebody else. So build up that reserve. We've talked a lot about this on this show. 3 to 6 months of living expenses is a really great target. So if it takes me $5,000 a month to run my household between paying my mortgage and paying my utilities and feeding my kids, if it takes $5,000, 6 times 5, I need about $30,000 sitting in an emergency reserve savings account. And why? Of course, people go, what? Why? Why do I need that money there? Well, last time I checked, furnaces tend to, eventually go out. Roofs tend to eventually need to be replaced. Cars tend to have problems. Transmissions go out, you need to replace them. And finally, we tend to eventually lose a job. And if you don't have those emergency reserves, let's call a spade, you're going to be hitting debt, right? Because you just don't have cash to actually cover those emergencies. So listen, what responsible Americans do is build up a 3 to 6 month minimum emergency reserve so that when those hard times come in life, you're not having to hit the panic button or move and, move to a smaller house and put your kids in a different school district. This is grueling stuff we're talking about here. So instead, plan for the uncertainty of the future so that you can rest assured you can tackle it when it comes.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. They'd love to answer your questions this morning. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can, of course, as always, give Kloss Financial a call right here in Madison at 442-5637. No charge for you on the initial appointment. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And CJ, along those lines, you're talking about emergency savings. Of course, you guys are in the retirement planning business. You want people to save for retirement. Something that might be surprising to people is some of your advice when it comes to putting that emergency fund together and where money you might want to.
Right. So Malia and I often counsel people to back off their retirement savings. We say it's great that you listen to the 401k representative about putting 10 to 15% of your money into your retirement plan. And by the way, we are a fan of that, but in a sequential order. Right. So if you don't have an emergency reserve, or if you have high interest credit card debt, you must first address those issues, because those are higher on the priority list than to have a bunch of money in a 401k plan. So commonly we'll say, you know what, you don't have a big enough reserve. We need to back off the 401k contribution to drive more money into the reserve. And then once you get that 3 to 6 months funded, then we'll go back. So there you go. Couple of tips. I think Malia's moving on to the next ones.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. So another thing, of course, and it's big, that we talk about on this show is the budget word, and that's important here, isn't it?
I feel like I get the bad word of the day, but it's not a bad word. And in fact, one of CJ's other points to make on the emergency savings is really budgeting a portion of your monthly or weekly income that goes into a savings bucket. That's part of a budget. That's where you can systematize and say, every paycheck, I'm going to have $200, $500, whatever it is, go into a separate bucket. And some people say, oh my gosh, but you're taking away from my disposable income account. It's like, no, you're saving first, because again, as human beings, we have to work against ourselves sometimes. We have to realize what's really best for us and do that. So the word budget's actually a good word, and it's an important process. So the official definition of the word budget, it didn't say it's a bad word. It said it's an estimate of income and expenditure for a set period of time. This is just so valuable to understand each and every year, where did I spend all this money? Because most people really can't tell you. So our number three financial move is review your income and spending. So, you know, we talk about this sometimes as far as your Starbucks, how much that's costing you per month. But it's not just the little things. It's the big things, like we discussed with the debt, understanding how much you're actually paying percentage-wise to carry that debt. And remember that, you know, it's the same idea as when you're trying to keep track of where you're spending money. If you just withdraw money from an ATM machine and you wonder where all of your cash went 2 days later, that's what you need to do when you're looking at your total income and spending amounts. So really, every single month, and again, we're at the end of January, taking a look at where you spent that money this month and then dividing up times 12, you know, what that's going to look like for the year and all your different areas, and make an adjustment where necessary. And your number four financial move needs to be reviewing your retirement account. Now, these things get out of whack. If you don't regularly look at them, you want to make sure that you can adjust them accordingly to your strategy. Also, if, in fact, you got a raise, good for you if you did, that might be the right time to adjust some of those percentages into increasing your 401k contribution. So if you got a raise, maybe it's time to increase your contributions in that area. So we like to highlight the changes for 2020. And looking at 401k contributions, 403b contributions this year, they have increased to $19,500. So take note of that. If you're age 50 or over, the contribution limit increases up to another $6,500 for a grand total of $26,000. So it's important for you to know that looking forward for the rest of the year. Now, IRA contributions, however, those are remaining the same. So if you are under 50 years old, you're going to still be able to put away $6,000. So just keep that in mind. Catch up is another $1,000. So those have not changed for 2020. So again, not too late to look at where you're at for this coming year. You just need to look at how many paychecks are left and divide accordingly how much you can add additional dollars from your paycheck.
Really good stuff, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you, love to be yours, and give you some help. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge to you for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online. They have a fantastic website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Great opportunity on the website as well to sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current right there. You can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Gives you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcasts, as well as past podcasts as well. That up at KlossFinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about that fifth smart move. We will also open up the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do all of that next and take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Still got time if you've got a question. They'd love to answer it for you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Now that we are into the new year, talking about some smart financial moves, some moves to be making and things to be thinking about as we're traveling through the year, and important updates as well. And we left off talking a little bit about the importance of having a budget and those type of things. What about another financial move about some things when it comes to investments and having that conversation that that can directly cancel out any kind of financial planning. Things can happen, right? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, risk. Yeah.
Risk.
That
word. This risk. I don't like using that word. I would use the budget word before, yes, I use that R word. let's talk about life.
So financial move number five, because we've gone through four of them so far, is to evaluate your risk and recent changes in your life. So there's different types of risks out there, as a matter of fact. And when you get into our industry, you have to go through different licensing and credentialing and whatnot. And it's fascinating how many risks they bring up, from interest rate risk to market risk to financial risk to bias risk to recency risk. Bias. There's actually amazing amounts of risks that are very real. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about risk, I'm really referencing right now, at least, is the risk of the uncertainty of life. Right. So and what we're really referencing specifically there is insurance. Right. Why do you buy health insurance? Well, because we all get sick. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But actually, if all you ever had was just like bumps and bruises and you got a cold every once in a while, you probably wouldn't need health insurance. Right. You have health insurance for the catastrophic. Typically, at least that's what I would suggest to you. And similarly, why do you have life insurance? Well, you have life insurance in case you die prematurely and suddenly you're leaving a spouse with a couple of kids without college funded and no income, right? With a mortgage. It's horrible. So, you know, piece of advice number five, financial move number five, as you're heading into the new year, is hit that pause button. Evaluate those first four we talked about, but then say, you know what? What happens if my spouse dies? So I would really focus, as it relates to risk, on two key areas: death and disability. So evaluate, does my employer offer short-term and long-term disability in the event that I get disabled? Because truth be told, you're actually a lot more likely to become disabled for an extended period of time than you are to die. So evaluate that disability. And then secondarily, evaluate that death. Now, if you've listened to our show at any time, we pretty much, for the most part, align with some of the Dave Ramsey principles that are out there. And one of his is buy term, don't buy whole life insurance. So as it relates to life insurance, maybe look through your employer. Do they offer basic or supplemental life insurance? It's usually pretty cheap to buy up additional life insurance through the employer, but then also get a policy outside of your employer that would be a term policy. That, say, if you're 35 now, you get a 20-year policy that takes you to 55, and it expires at that time. Now, why do you want life insurance to expire? Well, because usually by the time you get older, your debts are gone, your kids are out of the house, and if you die, well, your wife or husband might be emotionally hurt by that. They're usually not as financially hurt by it by the time you get into your late 50s and early 60s. So really evaluate that. And then finally, in that financial move number five, is do you have your estate planning documents done? That's another risk category. If I die, what happens to my minor children? Who's going to be the guardian of them? If I die, what happens to my stuff? So really sitting down and evaluating those estate plans is another tip.
And it's not an if, it's a when, right?
Yeah,
so let's just
good point.
Clarify.
great observation, great points. And again, a great show all around this week. Don't forget, if you missed any of this morning's program, you can always go to klausfinancial.com, listen back to the podcast, and of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question at klausfinancial.com, question that might get read on the air. As a matter of fact, we are going to open up the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next. We will also do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card from Monk's Bar and Grill. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial. Mentioned, of course, a little bit later in the segment, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Also mentioned as well, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. If you get to klausfinancial.com, click on the Connect, and you'll see the Contact Us button there. You can submit your question right on the website. As a matter of fact, Mark wrote to say, asked the question. He says, I'll turn 70 and a half in February. Can I still go ahead and take my first RMD in 2020? Instead of waiting until he's 72.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for submitting that question. We appreciate it. And as Sean mentioned, feel free to go onto our website and submit a question so yours might be asked like this in the future. But the short answer to your question, Mark, is yes, you can, although I think you're mixing terms here. So most people know the earliest you can typically draw out of a retirement account is 59 and a half. That's when you become eligible to draw money out of your 401k, IRA, Roth IRA, Roth 401k without a penalty. Okay, so that's when you're eligible. So when you become eligible, you can draw money out anytime thereafter without a penalty. The minimum distribution age, which is now 72 years old for anybody who didn't turn 70 and a half by the end of 2019, that is when you are required to make a minimum distribution. So meaning I can pull money out anytime I want to. It's just if I'm not yet by the time I'm 72, that's when I become required to make my first minimum distribution. Now, remember, every word they use is key here. Minimum. So I have people go, oh, well, I need more money than they're going to send me. I go, no, 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 no. You got to pull out the minimum. You could pull out every penny if you wanted to. So great question, Mark. We get it quite often. And yes, you can pull out money at 70 and a half if you want to, but your first minimum distribution would be at 72.
Really good stuff. And you too can be like Mark. Mark, just submit your question at klausfinancial.com. Speaking of great opportunities and great chances to get to know the folks at Klaus Financial, now time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Monk's Bar and Grill. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much can you contribute to your IRA in 2020 if you are 45 years old and have $10,000 in earned income? Let me read that one more time. How much can you contribute to your IRA in 2020 if you're 45 years old and have $10,000 in earned income? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with that correct answer, we'll get that $25 gift card to Monk's Bar and Grill. Don't forget as well, that is Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge to you for that first get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, they're telephone number 442-5637 and online klausfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. You guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And Dr. Hemkes comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.